coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. Have you ever seen an old man cry? I'm about to. Hate to make light of this, but a couple are reporting this, including Ian Rappaport, who tweets, "The Panthers have placed running back Christian McCaffrey on injured reserve, out for the season." Here we go again. Which old man am I speaking of? Ritt. He's having a tough day. Ike Ritt. And certainly the Panthers are too. Bad enough to have what happened to them happen to them, and now they lose McCaffrey again. Ike. Christian's on injured. Stop that, Alvin. That's nothing to make a light of. This guy's out for the season.
They suck to the power of 1,000 sucks.
They did. They did yesterday, Ike. I'll give you that. Every time the big head picks them and they lose, he doesn't blame the quarterback or the coach or the running back. He blames Ike. And I'm starting to get there myself, too. All right, so devastating news for the Panthers. And they have not played well of late.
This is not cool.
And then that. Yeah, it's not cool. I mean, it's not your fault. He's back on injured reserve. But you can see where we blame you, Ike. 1-800-636-8686. Mr. President, I'm sorry for your loss. All right, phone lines are open right now. Beauregard's Butler is in. Patrick Ramsey. Wow. Sincerely, J.P. Lossman. Hey, man, you keep J.P. Lossman's name out your mouth. I just like having him on the show. At Squirrel 2, we'd give a take on Lincoln Riley taking over the USC job, but we have never been Trojan fans. Yours, Lil Alvey, Garv, Sean Kemp, He Hate Me, and Philip Rivers. All right, so why don't I take a moment and try and decode that? Let me try and figure out exactly what language that guy's speaking. We'd give you a take on Lincoln Riley taking over the USC job, but we have never been Trojan fans. Yours, Lil Alvey, Garv, Sean Kemp, He Hate Me, and Philip Rivers. All right, so as I go to break this down and break it apart, what do Lil Alvey, Garv, Sean Kemp, He Hate Me, and Philip Rivers all have in common? Let me think. Are they UCLA fans? No. Did they all go to USC? No. Are they OU fans? I don't think. Wait, no. I know. They all have lots of kids. Oh, I get it. It's a rubber joke. I see what you did there, Squirrel. It's not funny. I see what you did there. It's not funny.
Unstinking believable.
I do like that song, though, Alvy. This one is directed to USC fans. Dear USC fans, good luck with your former OU coach. They always do well away from Norman. Signed, any Dallas Cowboy fan who suffered through Barry Switzer. Again, I'm going to say, keep Barry Switzer name out your mouth. I love Barry Switzer. Who doesn't love Barry Switzer? And by the way, he won a Super Bowl. And I don't care whose players he won them with. Good blast. I did an interview once with Barry Switzer and Tom Osborne together at the same time on TV in a two box. It was so fun. It was so great. Barry Switzer is a blast, man. Of all the people you could take a run at, and all the people of all the people you could clown or mock, why do you need to go there, man? There's a million people that you can clown. Just leave Switzer alone. Leave him out of it. Ryan Sacktown, quote, "Why would anyone want to leave Oklahoma? Regards, Riverside, Bakersfield, and Fresno." Again, Ryan, you're missing the point. It's a great, great job. There will be a line of guys who want that job. It's not about leaving Oklahoma for L.A. It's a lot of reasons why I think that he did that. But it's not about wanting to escape Oklahoma. Rome. I mean, I just don't be lazy, man. It's just you got to trim the fat. You got to do better.
Fat.
Be better. Do better. Rome. Billy Napier better hit the ground winning in Gainesville because it doesn't take long for a losing coach to jump the shark in that town. Signed, Jim McElwain. Dresden C-Town, yeah, yeah. Somebody had to say that, or a thousand of you did. Jump the shark, hump the shark, whatever. I'm just going through your... I'm trying to get you involved, right? Because there's been a whole hell of a lot of me and three interviews, so now I'm trying to bring you into it. So I've already had one rubber joke. I've already had one shark humper joke. This is what I get when I bring you into it. Condoms and shark humping. I said make it better, not make it worse. I said make it better, don't kill it. This one says, hi, Jim. Pervin Liar.
That was devastating.
Says he doesn't know why James Robinson wasn't in the game for an extended period of Sunday's Jags-Falcons tilt. That's okay, Herb. Lots of people don't know why their team's best player isn't on the field. They're called concessions workers, drunk co-eds in the stadium pool, and fired ex-coaches. Man, Vince hates Pervin Liar. Hate's a strong word, and I don't want to speak on anybody's behalf, but Vince, am I wrong? Dude, you hate Pervin Liar. This one says, better lay off the Homer USC talk or somebody may brand you Trojan Jim. You know the world is weird when the football coach of my hometown Kentucky Wildcats is mentioned as a candidate for LSU, OU, and other top jobs. Mark Stoops had a partial impact on LSU and Florida firing their coaches because losing to UK is unforgivable to their respective fan bases. Taylor and Lexington. Unwore Sonny Dykes leaving my alma mater SMU to coach our rival TCU. P.S. I really enjoy the reinvention project and I cannot thank you enough. My man, there is a lot to unpack there. You start off by calling me Trojan Jim, and then you end up by hyping me up from my side hustle to my side hustle. Appreciate that, dude, very much. All right, two thoughts. The Reinvention Project is a passion project I have that I feel really strongly about. It's a different bit of content. Check it out. Go to my Instagram feed or my Twitter feed. And tell me what you think. I don't talk about it a lot on this show because I don't want to confuse the marketplace, so to speak, but it's a really good thing, something I'm really proud of. So, Taylor, thank you very much for saying so. In terms of me being Trojan Jim, again, I don't root for anybody or anything other than something to talk about, other than my kids and my horses. Oh, speaking of which, part of the Thanksgiving weekend was spent watching one of my children, our children, Logan Rome on the bump. You may notice that sometimes I story him out.
Rogan Loam.
Like if Rogan Loam punches a batter out, I'll put it on my Instagram feed. Why do I do that? Two reasons. I'm a proud dad, and I'm hoping that some college somewhere gives him money. Mostly I'm a proud dad. So when he punches a batter out or batters out, I'll put that on my Instagram story. If he gets a base knock, I'll put it on my Instagram story. The one thing that I did not story that actually did happen this weekend, and I did put him on, he had a base hit. He went oppo over the first baseman's head. The one thing conveniently that I did not put on the story was when this one dude hit one like 400 feet off him and it bounced off the wall. That somehow didn't make it to my feed. He would have thought that was pretty funny, though. He knew. Hey, son, to be fair, The second that guy dug in the batter's box, I think we all knew. The only shock was he didn't hit it off one of the condominiums beyond the center field fence. This dude smacked one about 375 off logs. Funny stuff. Let's see, what else do we have here? Jeff in Portland wants in, quote, "The Mets are the green bean casserole of MLB." Yeah, not according to Max Scherzer, they're not. 43-3. That should be his roster number. He should put that on the back of his uniform, 43.3. I would. Again, I don't begrudge that guy at all. You're worth anything that anybody will pay you. As long as the check doesn't rubberize, you're worth it. 43.3 is a pretty good number. D-Rod in the 925. Is bringing a green bean casserole on the list of reasons to go now? I'm going to say it's part of the conversation. It's offensive, man. You know why it's offensive? I thought someone made a great, great point. We actually talked about it over Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving dinner, the thing that everybody's so caught up in, that people are so all about, there's so many things on that table that you would ordinarily never, ever, ever eat. So yes, we have lots to be thankful for. Yes, there's great gratitude. But why are we so excited about a meal that in most cases, we'd never eat any of that crap? Nobody's looking for a turkey dinner the other 364 days out of the year, right? Who's ordering turkey? Who's ordering sweet potatoes with marshmallows on them? Who is ordering, much less making, a green bean casserole? Who's eating cranberries? Who's eating any of this crap other than the stuffing? And even, look, I think that I know that some of you are going to disagree. I'm a pumpkin pie fan, but I know a lot of you think that's ass too. So that the whole Thanksgiving dinner thing, not Thanksgiving, generally speaking, what it represents, but just the food on that table, it is a weird deal, right? Most of those things you're never eating over the course of a normal year. Wells in the 720 is in, quote, "Ritt is going to need 12 tacos and 12 beers to get over that Christian McCaffrey news." Is there some kind of weird 12 by 12 thing going on with you, Ritt? I don't know because I don't follow you on Twitter. And the reason I don't follow you on Twitter is because you're an impossible follow on Twitter, dude. So I've seen a couple of people reference that. I would ask you what that means, but I don't want to know. And I don't care.
Thank you.
Ritt says he does not want to relive it. Well, that's good, dude, because I don't want to live it the first time. I don't want to know anything about it. Let's just pretend that it's not a thing. I mean, it isn't a thing. Something happened, apparently, but I don't want to know. All right, so like I said, I want to get you in here. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. Tim in Houston. Good to have you on, Tim. How are you?
What up, Jim Rome?
What up, Tim?
I'm an Oklahoma graduate. You and I are about the same age. And let me tell you, OU Nation is pissed. You don't just wander out like that over Twitter or however it was that he decided to bail. And we've had one coach leave since 1946 to go to another school. What you do at OU is unprecedented. You have Bob Stoops that resigns, stays in the room, while they also announce that Lincoln Riley is going to be the new head coach. Tell me what school does that. And the freshest thing that I saw is that he was quoted as saying, "The football tradition at USC is unparalleled." Well, 7 national championships, 7 Heisman, 50 conference titles, whatever. It's just bull that he says something like that. And so the person I think that may be best for, since we're heading into the SEC, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why he left, but I really think the number one reason is money, which I always think it is, and it's going to be Venables. Even though he got fired, he goes down to Clemson. He's a defensive genius down there. So there's a possibility that he comes to OU, or I guess considered LSU, but he's ripe for being a head coach. And let me tell you something else. He's from Muleshoe, Texas. It's going to be interesting to see a neck from Muleshoe try to figure out Tinseltown once he gets there. Another thing is Rattler. He's from out there. He may turn around and go back since Caleb Williams is now apparently the new starting, you know, the new savior for quarterback. Finally, that hallelujah chorus coming out of Austin right now isn't Christmas carols early. It's the hordes rejoicing that they don't have to play OU, the Lincoln Riley and OU anymore. So they can.
Hey, Tim, let me jump in here. The beauty of that, like, if I let that guy go, he'd probably finish the hour for me. Let me ask you something. You have OU, and they bust out on the Big 12 for the SEC for what they consider a better situation and a bigger payday, but you're going to kill your coach for doing the same thing. That doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, again, I'm not exactly sure why he left, although I think it's pretty obvious. You could guess. I'm not exactly sure why he left or what was the biggest reason or how many reasons there were, but safe to assume the SEC is part of it. Money is part of it. A new challenge is part of it. As I mentioned, he already owned recruiting. This was already his backyard. Southern California, in terms of the way Lincoln Riley recruits, Southern California was already more of his backyard than it was to the University of Southern California. So if you're going to come out here and take all these players, why not just live out here and keep them all at home? Especially when you are moving on to the SEC, where it's going to get only more and more difficult. Or you could come to the Pac-12 and lift up a program that needs it badly and in turn the entire conference and have an easier path to the playoff. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. I just think it's kind of rich. I understand why, as an OU fan, you're pissed, and I understand why you're concerned. But it's just kind of rich to me that you would say, hey, man, this dude just left for the money. Hey, man, this guy's greedy. Hey, man, this guy went for a better situation. You mean like your school did when it went to the SEC? You can't have it both ways. In terms of it's going to wreck the program, no, it's not. I mean, you lost a damn good coach. But you are right. You and I are on the same page, and I said this. This doesn't happen. Not at OU, it doesn't. Like once a century. But with the exception of the 90s, Oklahoma has been a pretty dominant program for pretty much as long as they've played football. Like, they've always been really good. They'll figure it out. And it is going to be a job that a lot of coaches are still going to want. Now, are they going to get a coach as good as Riley? Maybe not. But don't act like they're going to turn to Kansas overnight. That's not going to happen. Him leaving didn't wreck that program, but it may have saved USC's program. And again, I don't really care. I'm going to argue that college football is much better when USC is good. I'm going to argue that college football is better when USC and UCLA have a really healthy rivalry and they're both good. But, you know, for this guy, I mean, the way it is right now, especially with coaches getting less and less time and being on a shorter and shorter leash, what do you expect? And if you really do have the best AD in the business and you might at OU, then he's got to know something like that could happen even there. And if you have the best AD in the business, I guarantee that AD already had five names on a list in the event that something like that did happen. All right, when we come back, let's try some more phone calls. 1-800-636-8686. It's a great hire for USC. And no, I'm not saying that because I'm a, quote, Trojan honk. It's just a great hire for USC. And I think a really good decision for Lincoln Riley. Now, you know I'm always looking out for you clones, right? So why don't we talk about the most creative sports betting app on the market, WynnBET. That's right, WynnBET. The luxury hoteliers are now in the digital sports betting space, and they're offering that same five-star service that you're used to from Wynn Resorts, all in the form of a sportsbook and casino app. So whether you're playing money lines and props for NFL Week 13 or totals and live betting for college football Week 14, WynnBET has got you covered. All the biggest events are right here at WynnBET, and they've even added a search bar to help you navigate the app. That helps. WynnBET is also fully integrated with Wynn Rewards, the finest loyalty program in the industry. So see their site for all details. Whether playing from your phone or your computer, you have absolutely got to sign up for WynnBET ASAP. Bet with the very best. Get into the game. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. You do have to be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Now is the time to shop Dell Technologies' biggest sale of the year. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. So shop Cyber Monday deals on Windows 11 PCs, servers, storage, monitors, and more. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL. All right, so you got to imagine, when I'm coming off a long weekend, it's pretty challenging to get it all in, to cover everything that happened over that weekend. You had a wild NFL weekend and a really wild rivalry weekend in college football, so I'm trying to jam all of this in. This guy hits on a pretty good thing. It says, quote, "Hell yeah, Jim. Keep hyping Lincoln Riley. I'm enjoying my skating trip today. Signed, Ryan Day." Here's another one. "Hey, Rome. It's so great that Lincoln Riley took that job. I finally win the big one, and no one acknowledges it because a bleep team got a new coach. Signed, Jim Harbaugh."
Who's got it better than us?
The fact of the matter is, I mean, if we're being real, there's something to both those things, right? I mean, because it's been a crazy, backwards, pretty much bleeped up college football season. In other words, an amazing college football season. And rivalry weekend lived up to all that insane chaos. Bedlam was bedlam, and so was pretty much every other game. Like, seemingly impossible things have been happening almost on the weekly this fall. Like Texas losing at home to Kansas. Clemson clinging to a top 25 ranking. Lincoln Riley bolting Oklahoma for USC. Or Michigan not only beating Ohio State, but beating the hell out of Ohio State. You know, just crazy talk. It's been about 48 hours, and still nothing feels or sounds or looks or seems more backwards than saying the words, "Michigan won a game that matters," and saying it out loud. The fact is, they didn't just win any game, they won the game. And they didn't just win the game, they hammered Ohio State. Michigan beat the hell out of the Buckeyes. Badly enough that it brought John Madden out. John Madden texted Jim Harbaugh after the game, apparently, and said that he'd never seen a more dominant offensive line performance. I guess my man was just as stunned and as freaked out as everybody else to see the Buckeyes get their asses handed to them by Michigan. And it was a pretty astonishing thing to see. You know, one thing to finally win the game, but to win it like that was not something I thought that I would ever see from Harbaugh and Michigan. I mean, the Wolverines ran for 297 yards. They were better than 7 yards per carry. Star running back Hassan Haskins put up 30 points by himself. OSU scored 27 in the game. Michigan edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson absolutely decimated the Ohio State offensive line. It's an incredible stat. Not only did he have 3 sacks, he had 15 QB pressures. Not for the season, but for the day. You heard that right, 15. PFF says that is the most since they started tracking college games back in 2014. 15 QB pressures. I mean, literally, everybody and everything clicked for the maize and blue on Saturday. Even Harbaugh managed to land a post-game zinger on Ryan Day. Never mind, Alvy, that he probably had this one locked and loaded for 5 years, but he finally got to use it.
Yeah, I mean, I know the probably things you're thinking of are the same as I'm thinking of, but, I mean, let's move on with humble hearts, take the high road. But, yeah, there's definitely stuff that people said that spurred us on even more. Sure. Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, you know, but they didn't. All right, thanks.
Yeah, because he was going to take the high road. Is there anybody anywhere who thought Harbaugh was going to take the high road? Yeah, you know, probably just people expect me to be classy. People expect me to take the high road. And nobody expected you to take the high road. We expected that, bro. No! He walked off on that, too. Of course he did. Way to take the high road. I guarantee he had that line in his back pocket for years. And just been waiting, 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 and then walked off on it. He's been holding that for years because he has been unable to beat the guy that he's now shading. I mean, sure, Day might have gotten a pretty sweet handoff from Perv, but he also had not lost a single Big Ten game there until Saturday. Yeah, but you know, sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple. Sometimes a blind squirrel finds a nut. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. And Harbaugh finally won one that mattered. Clock. He finally won the game that he was hired to win. Finally. 6 years after he was hired to win it. Yes, it was a big win. Yes, it was a big day for all you Michigan men. But let's not get it twisted, right? Yes, it was a big win. Yes, it was emphatic. Yes, they beat the hell out of them. But it's also the job. It's also the expectation. He was hired to win that game, and it wasn't supposed to take 6 years. And the expectations don't end there. So the next expectation, and it's not as big of an ask, is that he beats Iowa on Saturday, and then they head to the playoff. So my man, you might be standing on third base, and you might have gone in standing up. And I know you're looking around, trying to get everybody to look at you and get people to stop talking about Lincoln Riley. Finish the job, man. You imagine if they lose to Iowa, then the win over Ohio State really doesn't even count. But that was far from the only thing that went down that was wild on Saturday. Man, my man, I don't know that there's anybody anywhere feeling better about themselves and what they just did than Harbaugh, man. You want to talk about smug. He could not have been more pleased with himself. High road my ass. There was no way he was taking the high road. After everything he's heard, a guy with that much pride, oh, no way was he taking the high road.
Move on with humble hearts. Take the high road, but...
But a hell no. Just because you're standing on third base does not mean you hit a triple.
Or standing on third base think they hit a triple.
He just all but called that guy a designated runner, right? You know, that big masher got in, had the big poke, and then they pinch ran for him. Yeah, go put Ryan Day on third base. Pervin just hit that triple. Pervin just hit one off the wall and went lumbering into third base. Get Ryan Day out there.
We're standing on third base, think they hit a triple.
I'll give it to Michigan, though, man. That was quite a performance. That was something else. What a beatdown. What a beatdown. And almost really a referendum that you got to say about Harbaugh, even whatever differences I've had with Harbaugh, you know, for him to say, like, you know what? We can do it our way. We can punch them in the face. We can run it down their throats. We can have a quarterback and not ask him to do too much. We can do it the way we did it at Stanford, and it can work. Yeah, I mean, they're a lot quicker. They're a lot faster. They're a lot more athletic. But if we punch them in the face a couple of times, they're going to back down. And then it won't matter. And then they ran it right down their throats and pinned their ears back. It was a really physical performance, a dominant performance. But no, he was not taking the high road. I think we all knew that. All right, we will come back and one more segment. What do you want to do with it? We could talk some more college football. We could talk about the Rams and where they are right now. Man, there are no certainties right now in the NFL. There's not one thing I can look to and say, you know what, that's the one thing I can bank on. That is the one thing that I can count on. That is the one gold standard. Like, who or what do you trust right now? The most consistent team in the NFL right now is the Patriots. I might even argue that the team that's playing as well as anybody in the NFC right now, strangely, might be the Niners. Take a short time out. We've got episode number 200 of the Jim Rome podcast coming up midweek. Man, I don't even want to jinx it at this point, eh, Ike? I don't even want to jinx it at this point. I think we have a guest. I think we have an ep. I think. That's Wednesday. Time now for sports. So, it's Monday, right? So, we do have an ATP. Time for me to answer your Ask the Pros question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, it used to be when we started that promotion, there'd be the one question, the ATP, and then it kind of morphed into a series of questions or a series of questions by the same three people. And that's pretty much where we're at right now. Two of those three people are as follows. Hi, Jim. Who is the guest for episode number 200? Thanks, Bella B. in Calgary.
I love when you talk.
I thought about it being you, Bella. I thought about bringing you in because you're all about all things jungle. I mean, she really is. Bella is a great clone. And had Ike not stepped up and booked somebody, or if that guest were to get unbooked, it could still be you, Bella. As it stands right now, it's going to be Dana White. Dana White is scheduled to be our guest for episode number 200 on Wednesday. Mr. Rome, what amusement park do you like better? Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm? Respectfully, Edward Marino. From San Diego. What amusement park do I like better? Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm? Magic Mountain. I've got nothing inherently against the farm. In fact, they actually gave Jake Rome a job once at the farm. He got some voiceover work there. He made $50 to be a Peanuts character once back in the day. So he was actually on the payroll at the farm, I think for a week. Disneyland's funny, man. Considering it's that, quote, happiest place on earth, I've had a few really bad experiences. And maybe it's just me, and it's just kind of unusual. I'm not blaming the land, although I'm not going to hype the land like I just did the farm. But I can tell you I've had a couple of bad experiences. You know what I can do here? I can take an ATP and twist it into a beef. Even though the beef segment is not until Wednesday. Watch what I'm about to do here. Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm? Oh, by the way, I got a beef with Disneyland. Not with Disneyland, but I have a beef with adults who are obsessed with Disneyland. And I don't mean parents. Let me be very clear about this. Adults, not parents. Not parents who go to Disneyland and love it because their kids run around and have a good old time. But parents who go with adult-aged kids, or parents who go without their kids and are obsessed. And can I tell you, I have more friends than I care to count that fall into that category that are going to be none too happy to see me when they see me next. And you know what? Don't care. I'm talking about adults who act like children, adults who are obsessed with Disneyland. That's my beef. You know who you are. You're weird, man. Number two, I've had a couple of bad experiences there that, you know, were no fault of Disneyland. I'll be clear about that, too. More our fault. Because you got to be responsible. You got to own it. I told the story before, but I'll say it again really quickly. Once when one of the kids, I don't know if it was Jake or Logan, one of them had 12 friends. So imagine corralling 12 kids. At Disneyland. Not an easy day. So then imagine you have to have the right temperament for something like that, right? Dodger Jano thinks it's the best day ever. Dodger Jano just can't get enough of a day like that because the kids are ecstatic. Man, they're out of their minds on sugar and Disneyland and the rides. She is having the time of her life. Dodger Jimmo is having one of the worst days of his life. I'm not having fun at all. But, you know, it's what you do. You put a smile on your face and you get through it. I got through it, or so I thought. At the end of the longest day ever, we're headed back to the parking lot, and Dodger Jano says, "Kids, kids, wait. You can go through the toy store, and you each get $40. Spend it any way you want." I'm like, oh, hell no. And never mind the math. You know, never mind the $400, $500, $600. I probably would have paid $10,000 to make that go away. Because what happened was every one of these little kids started going, "The Price is Right." They started playing their own version of The Price is Right, and they didn't know how they wanted to spend their $40. So I've already spent the longest day of my life with 12 kids at Disneyland, and Dodger Jano just extended it by about 3 hours, or it would have been, before Bad Dad Jimmo gets up and goes, hey, kids, grab something right now. We're out of here. You want something, you get it right now. We're gone. Yeah, but Mr. Rome, it doesn't add up to $40. I don't care, Junior. Take it or lose it. We're out of here. So when I think of Disneyland, I think about that. Not about that parade down Main Street. I think about the day that I went with those 12 kids and we couldn't get the hell out of the park. Another time I went with Jake. It was Jake. Jake's now a junior at Wisconsin. He was home for the weekend. We were there another time and we weren't through the gates. I mean, I'm not even saying 10 steps. 10 feet even for the, quote, happiest place in the world. And one of the characters in costume scared the hell out of Jake. And I don't think Jake slept a normal night for the next 5 years. I'm like, holy crap. How can this kid be this weirded out, this freaked out, this terrified over something that happened at Disneyland? It's the happiest place on earth. Does that answer your question, Eddie? Edward Marino, what amusement park do you like better, Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm? Dude, the farm, Magic Mountain, Busch Gardens, pretty much any Disney, any amusement park. Universal Studios, where there was a near riot once during a tour stop. Legoland. This one little makeshift carny in Montana where I went on a ride once and got off and nearly puked in front of my kid and wasn't right for 3 weeks myself. Pretty much everything but. Let's see what else we got here. Part of the ATP. Ryan says, JR, what time do you, DJ, and the family eat dinner on Thanksgiving? Unwar 3 p.m. dinners. Hashtag JTP. Pretty much that time, dude. 3 p.m. I don't really fight that very hard. Because I drink before then. I don't really care. Like, again, I don't get too caught up over things I can't control. I can't control dinner time at Thanksgiving. Just as I can't control what ends up on the table. Romy, first off, the saying is some people are born on third base and they think they hit a triple. Not some people stand on third base.
Or standing on third base think they hit a triple.
Some people standing on third base did hit a triple. It's funny. BTW, Harbaugh, you coach Michigan, not Central Michigan. So you were born on third base too. You just couldn't get home for 6 years or whatever it is. And you still haven't really. Jason in Louisville, that's a great email.
We're standing on third base, think they hit a triple.
And by the way, everything he said is true. Everything he said, everything in that email is true. That's a really, really strong email. Sean tweets, Harbaugh sounds like he had a little too much gobble, gobble turkey. You know, giant turkey gobblers.
Gobble, gobble turkey. Gobble, gobble, gobble turkey from jive turkey gobblers, you know.
They're standing on third base, think they hit a triple.
At Dexpot tweets, Dear Jim, just wanted to send a big thank you to Coach Orgeron, who brought the LSU Tigers a perfect season, a national championship, a Heisman Trophy winner, and afterwards, a lot of mediocre talent. Go Tigers! Charles in Calgary, man, that thing did flip fast. That thing did flip fast.
Roseanne, what you?
The squirrel is in. You went to Disney with 12 kids? So did we. Signed Alvey and Mill.
Dude, no.
Yeah, but they weren't my kids. Man, Dodger Jano dropping that on me at the last second. Like, that was not part of the plan. I don't even know where that came from. And Dodger, here's the beauty of Dodger Jano. She knows I'm having a rough day. And to her credit, didn't give a damn. Because it's like, it's not about you, old man. It's about the kids. Suck it up. All right, I did. Oh, man. Thank goodness we made it to the parking lot. Hey, kids. See that toy store? Go on in. You each got $40. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close. They're convenient. They're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people that you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. There is the Monday edition of The Jungle. My thanks to Charles Robinson, Andy Staples, Adrian Amos, the XR4TI, and you clone. See you tomorrow. We're out.